MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. Lee County Manager Mike Gallagher announced on Tuesday he's moving west after 14 years to take the position of county manager in Eddy County. On Tuesday, Eddy County Commissioners voted 5-0 to hire Gallagher following a closed-door session discussion at the end of their regular meeting. The Eddy County Commission included in that vote to begin negotiations with Gallagher with the idea of offering benefits and a salary similar to what he is making in Lee County, where he is the highest-paid county manager in the state. Gallagher plans to stay in his current position through the end of the month, but will likely make the official announcement during next Thursday's commission meeting in Lee County. Current assistant county manager Corey Needham is the most likely candidate to fill the position on an interim basis, and Gallagher will make that recommendation as well at the December 12th meeting. And a state appeals court upheld New Mexico's recent rulings aiming to reduce smog caused by oil and gas operations in the Permian Basin and throughout the state. The regulations enacted in 2023 by the New Mexico Environment Department increased requirements for leak detection and repair at oil and gas wells and other facilities. The rules applied to areas reported to have levels of smog, also known as ground level ozone, exceeding federal standards. The ozone measurements and the effectiveness of the regulations were among the main issues contested by the Independent Petroleum Association of New Mexico when it asked the appellate court to overturn the rules after they were approved in 2022 by the Environment Department and its governing body, the New Mexico Environmental Improvement Board. Petroleum Association President Jim Winchester said the rules drive up costs for energy companies operating in New Mexico, especially threatening small producers and marginal wells, typically defined as producing about 10 barrels of oil per day. Winchester said his group is considering further legal action. The oil and gas industry provides about $13 billion in revenue to the state annually. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.